Pakistan has confirmed that a missing Iranian nuclear scientist who Tehran says was kidnapped by the CIA has taken refuge in their embassy in Washington. A Foreign Office spokesman telling the BBC that Shahram Amiri wants to return to Iran immediately. Iranian officials have long maintained that Mr. Amiri was kidnapped by US agents from Saudi Arabia last year. He had gone there for a Muslim pilgrimage. Joining us live from Cairo is our correspondent following this story for us, John Lyne. John, what's your reading of what we know so far? This is moving as we speak every hour or so now.
Well, indeed, we had until today these two diametrically opposed versions of the story. The Iranians say Mr. Amiri had been kidnapped. American sources saying he'd defected and was spilling the beans on the Iranian nuclear program. Well, I think on the face of it, from today's evidence, it's, you know, one is predisposed to believe the Iranian side. It now seems that Mr. Amiri is back in their diplomatic mission in Washington. Both the Iranians and the Pakistanis, who look after the diplomatic interests there, have confirmed that and have said they're trying to get Mr. Amiri back to Iran as soon as possible. So it does sound as if the American version is hard to believe. I suppose the only other possibility, if you were predisposed to take the American side in this, was that in some ways the Iranians have persuaded, blackmailed, or even kidnapped him to get him back in their possession. But I think for the moment one has to say it looks like the Iranians are telling the truth in this.
What's the information that he has at the end of his fingernails that the Americans would like to have?
Well, the Iranians have never conceded, but never denied either, that he's a nuclear scientist. And the Americans, again, have never really talked publicly. But behind the scenes, they've suggested that he has important information about the nuclear program that at the very least has backed up intelligence they've had from other sources. There's been a second or third source confirming information they have. I think behind this, of course, is what often goes on between spy agencies, particularly between the Americans and the Iranians, which is a degree of psychological warfare, both implying that they have more information, more power, more sources, more reach than each other, trying to frighten each other into suggesting that they're in control. The Iranians trying to say they can operate in American territory. The Americans, obviously, trying to suggest the opposite.
John Lyne in Cairo. John, thanks very much.